Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 13th of November. Today, we get US consumer price inflation data for October, a number that in one sense has become curiously irrelevant for now. The construction of inflation in the United States over the next couple of years is going to be influenced by competing factors. The fantasy owner's equivalent rent should continue to moderate, but that doesn't change anyone's inflation reality, even as it reduces the reported headline inflation rate. The oil price may come down. That rather depends on a complex blend of US President-elect Trump's short-term drilling policy and developments in the Middle East. But any fiscal deficit increases in the US, labor deportations, and consumer taxes applied to US consumers in the form of tariffs will tend to raise the inflation rate. Deportations, by disrupting the labor market, would have a long-lasting effect. Tariffs would have a one-off effect, like any other sales tax, but they may then generate second-round effects, with profit-led inflation being a particular threat. So, the general US trend in inflation right now is for moderation. The details of today's data should show that, although the headline may be affected by energy prices. Underlying, the balance of supply and demand tends towards disinflation these days, or in the case of consumer durable goods, towards outright deflation. This trend is what the US Federal Reserve should be responding to for now. And it justifies a rate reduction in December, if only to keep real interest rates stable. The Federal Reserve in the first half of next year is likely to continue to respond to the inflation realities of the time. The Fed should not be second-guessing whether campaign rhetoric will then translate into specific policies. But as those policy positions do emerge, the Fed will then need to take an appropriate policy stance in response. There are more Fed speakers scheduled today, including New York Fed President Williams. Recent commentary from European Central Bank speakers is also pointing to interest rate reductions in the euro area in the near term. The inflation path has perhaps fewer uncertainties in Europe than it does in the United States. It's worth remembering that any retaliation for trade tariffs from the US would be a tax on European consumers, the difference being that European consumers would pay these taxes on a smaller proportion of goods, just those originating from the United States, while US consumers would presumably be paying taxes on a wider range of goods, those originating from everywhere else in the world. Of course, trade tensions themselves also tend to be growth disinflationary, for parts of the euro area at least, and that also has to be factored in. Finally, US President-elect Trump has continued to announce nominees for various positions in government. There is not much for the markets to take away from the announcements to date. The key Treasury Secretary role has not yet been announced. Although it might be worth noting that the background of at least some of the nominees this time differs rather markedly from the background of similar appointments during Trump's first term. That might be a signal not to extrapolate too much from the experiences of 2017 to 2020. Two business people have been appointed to lead a new department. Fans of older British sitcoms might equate this to the Department of Administrative Affairs in Yes Minister, but in theory, it's going to create efficiency across the US government. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.